Okay, so we'll just continue.
So you entered Milligan in the fall of 1947?
I believe that's right.
And so what brought you to Milligan?
What
brought you to Milligan?
I got a ride with I was hitchhiking out to Milligan to see some friends that I had out there. Mm-hmm. And the president of the Milligan College, his picture's back over here, his wife, I forget his name, Elliot, he picked me up. He just had a tooth pulled, and he was having a whole handkerchief over his mouth. So that he said, what do you want to do out at Milligan? And I said, well, I'm going out to see some friends of mine. And he said, do you play football? And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, well, we're needing some football players. And I said, well, I'd like to try out with them, like to play. And so I tried out, and I'm the first game I ever played in, I played full 60 minutes.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's that's about the way it went all the time. And I played, except sometimes I'd get hurt. And then I'd get hurt, and I'd get my legs hurt. My legs still great, but probably I had one knee replaced. What were we talking about?
Is that you right here? This is Milligan football.
Yeah, that's me.
Number 69.
Right, that's me.
In the 1948 football photo.
Yeah, that's me. There's Joe Crean. Joe was in Pearl Harbor when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
So he's number 80.
Yeah. And here's Spraker, the one they call the water boy.
Oh. Oh.
And I know about all these guys by name when I look at them long enough.
What are your memories from playing football at Milligan?
What are my memories about it?
Playing football.
I remember we made some pretty good trips. Went to Stetson once down in Florida. Went to Stetson. Mm-hmm. And I made a nice little trip down there. And we played Appalachia up at Boone, which they were a hard team. They beat Michigan later on after they beat us. They beat Michigan, and Michigan has a good team, you know, a big school. And we played Emory Henry and Carson Newman Tusculum, Tennessee Westland, who else we played? Tusculum, Carson Newman, I forget what they called that team at Cookville, but I believe we played Cookville though. And we were in a conference and we played everybody in the conference. I can't think of Carson Newman, Tusculum, Emory and Henry, and two or three more that I can't think of. Tennessee Wilson, Oakley, Middle Tennessee State, and Carson Newman.
What position did you play on the football team?
End. I played end. Okay. Caught passes when I got kicked out of that ball game, they. I played hard, but I hit that guy, late hit, and they put my picture in the paper when they showed me catching that, showed me with that football. Mm-hmm. That's when they put my picture in the paper, and I see something I was going to say about that. I don't remember. But, I forget who we were playing now, but we won most of the games. We won most of our games. We played East Tennessee State once. And there's a guy told me, Jack Vest was the quarterback at East Tennessee State. And this guy, Owen Irwin, told me that he'd give me $50 if I would knock Jack Vest out where he couldn't play. And so at $50, would be about like 500 now, mm-hmm. And because you could buy a brand new Oldsmobile for $2,700, and that'd be $27,000 or $30,000 or $32,000, something like that. Well, anyway, I really played hard that night. I tried to. They nearly killed me. I tried to leap over them. You know, if they come out there to block me, I'd try to leap over them all. They'd knock my feet out from under, and I'd go way up there, and I'd land on my neck. And I don't know, that happened 3 or 4 times that night. My neck's still sore from all that. But I tried real hard, but I couldn't knock him out. I was trying to, though. I just wanted to get him out of the game. I didn't want to hurt him real bad. He was a good guy. He went on to, he married a girl right out from where my mother and father lived. He married a girl, and then he went on to become a referee, and he was a real good referee. And the last game I think they refereed was the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. What was his name again?
Jack Vest. And then he bought his son some kind of a all-terrain vehicle, and he was riding in it, and he had a bump or something that threw him out and killed him just about a month after he refereed the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they killed him, yeah. And he had a sister named Jenny Beth, and she went to Milligan too.
Uh-huh.
I think she was behind me, I believe. She was, when I was a sophomore, I think she was probably a freshman.
Did you and Jack keep in touch after college?
Yeah, he lived right real close to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got in a card game one night, and he gambled, and he won a lot of money. Back then, you could buy a nice house for $10,000, and he won a house that was worth about $10,000. Gambling.
And you said you were going to school at the same time as Gary Francis Powers, and did you say that were you on the track team with Gary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have any memories of like of being with Gary?
Well, he was a good runner. He was a little bit better runner than I was. A little bit faster. Okay. And he mentioned that him running. And have you ever read his book?
I have not.
I've got 3 books in there with him. I think I'm going to give you one.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You won't tell him that, will you?
Okay. No.
You're talking about Louis Grizzard?
Mm-hmm.